Welcome to the All Things Cultivated Podcast. I am your host, Sharonda Berry, registered nurse turned holistic health and wellness coach, here to help you cultivate a Christ-centered life of health, wealth, and wholeness. Get ready to find your self-worth, to set healthy boundaries, stop living in fear, foster healthy relationships with man and money, all while having a good time doing it. Let's dive in. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the podcast, guys. I'm so excited to be here. So let's dive into it, ladies. So today we are delving deep into the subject matter that has, I'm sure, affected pretty much all of us at some point in our lives. And what I'm talking about, ladies, what I'm talking about today is fear. You know, fear is that unwelcome, unwanted guest who barges in uninvited, okay? When it gets there, it overstays its welcome, and then it looks you dead in your eyes, and it refuses to leave. But it doesn't have to be in control. It's time for us to go in there, pack up its bags, sit them on the curb, and then take back control of our lives, okay? So this episode isn't just puff and fluff, all right? But it's going to tell you a couple strategies that I have found successful when dealing with fear. We're going to unlock some secrets here, okay? That's me unlocking the door. In case y'all didn't know what that's me unlocking the door. Okay, so today's podcast episode is inspired by my brand new 30-day devotional prayer journal called The Cultivated Woman, and it's from day 13. So, yes, I am a published author. Let me get back to that applause. Okay, so just pause for the applause for me, okay? Go ahead and scream it out, girl. So I have published a journal. It's a 30-day devotional prayer journal called The Cultivated Woman. You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to my website at newberryhealth.com/shop, and you can pick it up. All right. But this is coming straight from day 13, and I'm going to read it straight out of the journal. It says, overcoming fear. That's the topic of day 13. And the foundational scripture is 2 Timothy 1-7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. In today's society, we are inundated with uncertainty and anxiety. 2 Timothy 1:7 reminds us that we have been empowered by God to overcome fear. As cultivated women, we lean on His power, His love, and His self-discipline to face our fears with confidence. Fear can be paralyzing, preventing us from realizing our full potential and purpose. Yet, in this verse, we find an antidote for fear, an infusion of divine power, love, and self-discipline. It is in these qualities that we discover the ability to rise above fear and pursue our callings with confidence. Your journey involves actively tapping into this divine empowerment, acknowledging that fear doesn't have the final say in your life. Instead, you are empowered to walk in faith, embracing opportunities and facing challenges with the assurance that God's love and strength are far greater than any fear that may come your way. And then there's a daily prayer, and the prayer for day 13 is, Heavenly Father, your word teaches us that love is the utmost importance. Help me to love others as you have loved me, and may my actions and words be filled with love. May I be an instrument of your love in a world that so desperately needs it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I know some of you guys are wondering, like, why is the prayer about love, but today it's about fear? That's because love is the opposite of fear, not faith. And I had to learn that a while ago, but love is the opposite of fear. So that is day 13 of the Cultivated Woman Journal, and that is what inspired today's episode. Let's break down and explore some practical strategies to overcoming fear. First things first, we must acknowledge our fear. And I know, because for me, it took me a while, because especially when we went through that name it, claim it, prosperity gospel season, where everybody was like, oh, you can have anything that you want as long as you just utter it, da 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 da. And so now everybody is afraid. I run across this as a healthcare professional. Everyone is afraid to say anything. Oh, well, I'm not going to speak this. I'm not going to speak that. I'm not going to speak that. But at the end of the day, you won't say it out loud, but you still, everything that, every action that you take and everything that you do is still supporting something, even though you won't say it out of your mouth. So people are afraid to say, I am fearful of this, because they think if they say it out loud, that they're speaking into existence, but yet every one of your actions are saying, it's screaming, I am fearful. So just by acknowledging it out of your mouth doesn't necessarily mean you're going to speak it into existence, okay? It not only is it the words, but also it takes actions. Faith without works is dead, and it works both ways. So just because you don't say it, but every action that you have, you're paralyzed because of the fear. You won't take a chance because of the fear. You won't do this because of the fear. You won't follow God because of the fear. You're still fearful, and it's still in existence. So the first thing first, we must acknowledge the fear. It's essential to recognize it when it's holding us back. By confronting it and naming it, we strip it of its power. When we say, I'm afraid of this, or I'm fearful of that, you take the first steps of regaining control. And there was a woman of God who I heard her say this years and years and years ago, and I happen to agree then, I still agree now, is that you can't conquer what you don't confront. All right. So then you just have to confront it. It's okay. I'm afraid of this. I'm fearful of that. And that's okay. The next step is don't dwell in it and don't tap into your inner superhero. All right. Let me say that again. Don't tap into that inner superhero. Why? Because you're not one. I don't care how many mugs you buy. I don't care how many t-shirts you buy. I don't care how many tumblers you buy. You do not have my superhero. I used to have a mug that said, I'm a nurse. What's your superpower? Yeah, I'm a mom. What's your superpower? But we don't have any superpowers. And then I hated to break it to my women of color. We're not magical. Okay. We're not into this witchcraft. Black women aren't magical, and we're not superheroes. All right. What happens is we can have work through God's supernatural power, and it appears that we're magical, but we're not. There's no magic in us, and we're not superheroes. And our constant quest to glorify the struggle is not cute. Oh, I'm a strong Black woman. I do this by myself. I raise 18 kids. I work 5 jobs. Look at me. It's time for us to stop that. Stop glorifying the struggle as if we're in this world. The harder the time we have, the higher the pedestal we're put on. So let's cut that out too. But do not be dismayed, all right? Even though we're not superheroes, even though we're not magical, and even though it's nothing special about us struggling, we are not alone, okay? You are not alone. Okay, this is my second podcast since I've been back. I'm going to lose the whole audience. Let me not just be singing. Okay, but you know where I'm going with this. You are not alone. So we need to reach out to God to assist with this fear. And there are 365 scriptures in the Word of God where He instructs us not to fear. You can go in there and find one for every day of the year. I encourage you to go find some scriptures on fear. Write them down and meditate on them daily. One of them is Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or terrified. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That is a good scripture to quote and to meditate on when you feel like you're embarking on something and you do not know the outcome. Something has changed. There's been some kind of shift and you don't know, like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm in this thing by myself. You're not alone. For context, in Deuteronomy 31, Moses had gotten up in age and his time to lead the Israelites had ended. He was changing. He had been told to turn the helm over to Joshua, who was now going to lead the people into the promised land. And quite naturally, if the people weren't fearful, I'm sure a lot of them were at least concerned, right? Because they've been following this one person their whole life, and now they got to follow someone else. So change can be difficult. And I'm sure, like I said, if they weren't fearful, they were probably at least concerned. So that's a good scripture to quote if you're like, okay, something's changing. I don't know what I'm, you know, what the outcome is going to be, but I feel like I'm by myself. But no, God goes with you. He will never leave you, and he will never forsake you. And then another one, Psalm 34:4-5, I sought the Lord and he answered me and he delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant and their faces should never be ashamed. He delivered me from some of my fears. No. Most of my fears. No. A great deal of my fears. No. He delivered me from all of my fears. All right. And then I'm just going to give you one more. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of doubt, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So those are just three. Right, so those are scriptures that you can repeat daily. I encourage you to meditate on them. Just like we're around here, we can, some of these songs live rent-free in our head. Just like that Michael Jackson song just popped up out of my head. Some of us have a bunch of things that's just living rent-free in our head and then come up effortlessly. But we cannot quote a scripture without the word, without a Bible in our hand. Repeat these scriptures until they don't feel rehearsed. Repeat them until they feel natural. Repeat them until they flow effortlessly from their mouth. And then it wouldn't hurt to surround yourself with a support system of family and friends who believe as you do, so that when you don't feel like quoting them or you can't bring them into remembrance, that they can remind you of them. So the first thing is to acknowledge it. The second thing is to consult God about it. The third thing is to find scripture to support it. And then the next thing you want to do is pause and listen. So once you acknowledge it, you told God I'm scared, you go ahead and get these scriptures, you're meditating on them. The next thing you want to do is pause and listen. Mature your spiritual discernment. Listen for God's direction, right? What is the plan that he would have you to do? Sometimes he would give you the plan right out, like bam, boom, bam, bam. Step one, step two, step three, step four. Sometimes he's just going to give you step one. Sometimes he's just going to tell you, leave your family and go to the land that I showed you. Sometimes he's going to tell you to go down there and tell these people to lap up water like a dog. Sometimes he's going to tell you to go and dip here and dip there. Sometimes he's just going to give you the next step. Sometimes he'll give you a whole plan. Sometimes he might tell you to turn your plate down. But either way, you want to get quiet, stay still, and listen for the next step. And then you want to take them whatever they come gradually. If he tells you one step, take one. If he tells you two, do two. If he tells you three, take three. But you do not move until God tells you to. Because sometimes just having that plan, you know, a lot of the times we are fearful of the unknown. And so we just feel better if we know the plan. Then that's not really faith, right? If you know everything, then you know everything. Then how much faith does it take? How much faith does it take for me to leave out of this podcast? I'm in my office or in my guest bedroom that I've converted to an office. How much faith does it take for me to go out of this office and go and get a cup of water when I know there's water in the refrigerator? I know where the refrigerator is. I know where the kitchen is. I know there's water in there because I put it in there before I came and recorded this. How much faith does it take? And there's no one in the house but me. It takes very little, but it takes a whole lot of faith if I'm in a desert and there's no one around me and, you know, someone's saying, hey, go down there. I'm hearing this voice tells me to go down the street, turn and take a left to the corner. You know, there's going to be water there. That takes a whole lot of faith, or, you know, because I don't know that there's the water is over there. So, but at any rate, you want to discipline yourself or practice the ability to be able to get quiet, stay still, and listen to the voice of God. Sometimes it's going to be a loud, resounding voice. Sometimes it's going to be a still, small voice. Sometimes it'll be one 1, 2, 3, 4 steps. Sometimes it's just going to be the next step. But what you want to do is spend time in the Word and spend time in His presence. Spending time in God's presence is going to help you mature your spiritual discernment so that you can know when you're hearing the voice of God. And then another thing is when you're spending time in the Word, because people say, well, how do I know that's God? How do I know that's me? How do I know if it's God? How do I know if it's me? Spending time in the Word will let you know if it's you or if it's God, because if it's not lining up with the Word, then you know it's not. If it's not lining up with the Word, it's not God. And then the last thing is just know that just having a spirit of fear, just having the emotion of fear, I would say that, having the emotion of fear is not necessarily a bad thing, because what it will do is give you the opportunity for growth. You'll know that that's an area where you're weak in and that you need to have more growth in. Because me, it's a fear of rejection and a fear of letting people down, a fear of failure. Like I have quite a few fears, you know what I'm saying? And in a spirit of transparency, because you know I'll be coming on this podcast, be telling all my business, child, let me just say, I'll be telling all my business. So using myself as an example, all right? I have to admit that, I still work through fear. And I'm going to tell you, fear at one point had me in a...
Big Show! Choke slam!
Fear had your girl in a choke slam. My latest episode of fear was when I got ready to write this journal. Mm-hmm. That was the episode of fear. I was like, no one is going to listen.
What?
Yeah, I did that. I said... when I was writing my book, that imposter syndrome was telling me you're not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
when registering my business, I heard that little small voice. It wasn't God, but I heard that voice saying you will fail and you will fail miserably.
What?
Mm-hmm. It was paralyzing, but I faced it head on. And then you know what I learned? It's just a big old liar, just as the enemy. It was just fear is just a liar. And I just went on and pursued God. I had to make sure that I'm listening to Him and saying, God, should I pursue? And He said, yes. Pursue and you shall recover all. Greg, don't make, let me stop because I'm going to start preaching in a minute. But you get what I'm saying. Those who get it, get it. Isn't that what the young people are saying? Those who get it, get it. So that's pretty much it. So I'm trying to make these podcast episodes shorter is what I'm trying to do. Because I know, you know, our attention span, baby, is not what it was in this generation. So let's just reiterate what we went over today. Just to recap, that's what we're doing. So first of all, anytime you're experiencing fear, let me tell you and let me reassure you, it is okay to have that feeling or that emotion, because we are human beings living in a physical body and we will have emotions. So you have a fear, acknowledge it. What you don't want to do is sit on it and then start doing things in your own strength and your own power, okay? Because you're not a superhero and you're not made of magic. So acknowledge your fear, go to God about it, not yourself. Go to God and say, Lord, I'm experiencing this fear. The third thing you want to do is find scriptures to combat fear. All of the times that God has told us in His word, do not fear. So find you some scriptures and meditate on them each and every day, each and every time. Not just when you get up in the morning, each and every time, just as many times as you have that feeling of fear, you need to be quoting that scripture. Even if it's just one, find one. You don't have to just go out here and be, turn into Apostle Saul overnight, right? Just go in and Saul, don't go and start, just memorizing 38 scriptures. Just go and get you one and you repeat it over and over and over and over and you meditate on it until it feels natural to you, until it just spews out on its own. And then find time in your day to pause and reflect. on that scripture and what God is saying. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, well, I work, I'm busy, I don't have time. And then we spend 3 hours on TikTok. We spend 2 hours on Instagram. We spend 45 minutes on Facebook, you know, looking at Beyonce and her Renaissance tour and looking at this person and they're, oh, your couple goals and you're this and TikTok made me buy this. And, you know, we are all on Amazon. It's amazing how much time we have until it's time for us to be productive or proactive or something that's going to really affect us in a positive way. Find time to pause and listen and reflect. And then the next thing is to discipline yourself to follow God's commands. Whatever you were given, what instructions you were given during that pause and reflection time, then that's what you want to do. Okay. And then the last thing you want to do is go to newberryhealth.com/shop. newberryhealth.com/shop. That's NUBERRY. Health with a .com/shop and get your copy of The Cultivated Woman, your 30-day devotional journey, empowering women to cultivate faith, wisdom, and purpose. Use the coupon code I am back for free domestic shipping, free shipping in U.S. and Canada only. I am back. That's in all capital letters. Okay. And that's it. If I must say so, that was a good episode. Mm-hmm. Today was a good episode, if I may say so myself. And if you found today's episode helpful, do me a favor. Find yourself a avocado, preferably a Haas avocado. Invite it to dinner, and then when it come over, serve it guacamole. Okay, I'm out of here.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. I pray that the information shared on today's episode was both valuable and life-changing. Feel free to follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Rumble. Also, if you wish to financially support the podcast, links to Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee are in the show notes. And please don't forget to subscribe and share. Bye!